For the last 4 years, you came to this podcast to get your needs met, to be fulfilled, to get a pro wrestling, pop culture, and that oh-so-naughty feeling tingled inside with a little bit of crass sprinkled on top. Now it's time for your hosts, Chad Allen, Shelly Allen, Zach Romero, and Luna Lynn. You are tuned in to the IndieCast.
Gross. What's up, sluts?
Woo!
Alrighty, so we are here, all four of us. Holy shit, first and foremost.
Be thankful.
Right, be fucking thankful for this. So we are here for the, what are we calling it, the Thanksgiving? Cast giving?
Yeah, it's cast giving.
Alright, we're here for cast giving.
Awesome drawing of the gobbledygooker that I found on Google.
Perfect. That's incredibly appropriate. And we're actually all here for it, so fucking holy shit.
So yeah, we're taking a moment here. We've brought the whole family together to talk about things that we're thankful for in 2017. And basically just really fight the urge not to just put ourselves over a whole bunch.
Why are we fighting that urge exactly? I'm confused.
I thought that was your whole list.
Truth be told, I am a little uncomfortable about my list because there's a lot of shit just about like go us. Anyway, Chad, since this was your idea, why don't you start us off here? Should we go around? Should we just do everybody's list?
Like, well, I'd say maybe we'll go around, like do one of each.
Okay, I like that.
That's fine, because I think it sounds like you have a written list that we don't have here. So
you
did a whole lot more prep than we did for once.
Oh, no, you're fine. I wrote a list and left it on my desk at work, so I'm winging it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm the only one who has a list, so it's okay.
You are correct, sir. But no, I do have a few things definitely that we can be thankful for. Wrestling-wise right now, I am thankful for Cody Rhodes, of all things. Because Cody has done a wonderful job of proving that if you leave the WWE and you do things right, you can actually make a major career for yourself on the independent scene. Now, I know, obviously, that like the Young Bucks have been doing something similar for ages now. But, you know, Cody actually taking the cojones to actually leave what is a regulated paycheck, you know, everything, you know, is kind of set up for him to go on his own, I think was definitely impressive. And I know this was kind of the year of Cody Rhodes. And I think he deserves every accolade he gets for it. So I'm thankful he's got some brass balls to work with there.
Very true.
Absolutely. And especially because he's like a legacy there. It's not just, you know, somebody they hired
crazy
and let
young
go
gun,
and who
this,
cares.
Yeah, this first generation.
Right. Like it's fucking Cody Rhodes, like his entire family, like this has been a big fucking deal, and he just gave him the big old middle finger and said, deuces, I can do it better.
It's very true.
And to watch his brother sitting at ringside for War Games, you know, who's not doing like anything right now. They have nothing going on with Dustin Rhodes whatsoever. You know, it was almost kind of sad, especially with how much Cody's got going on lately. So
it's okay. He's a company man, though.
He is a company man.
He's a company man. They're going to put him in later. They're just like, hey, chill out. We'll find something.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of in the same boat as Natty Neidhart in terms of like, hey, sorry we were a dick to your family.
Yeah.
You've got a paycheck for as long as you want one. Mm-hmm. Kind of
true.
A thing.
Though Natty, they at least put a belt on fairly recently. So
yeah, eventually, though. Like, how she had the farting gimmick for a year. Like,
I will never forgive them for that.
You're not wrong on that one. Honey, since you're in the room here with me, why don't you go next?
Well, my first one that I actually thought about today was kind of controversial, so I was hoping I wouldn't go first, but early. No, it's okay. I'm already here. But might as well go with it. I am super thankful that there are so many tan people in independent wrestling right now. I'm really excited, and I know that no one else in the room might have the same kind of glowing satisfaction, but as a tan person, it was really difficult to watch a lot of wrestling growing up. You didn't see a lot of tan people. And even when we got into independent wrestling, still really hard to see a lot of them get far or get over or any of that. And right now, it's really exciting. There are a lot of tan wrestlers out there in the independent scene making totally different types of splashes. And it's nice. So.
And I think the biggest one you can kind of look to right now for that, Keith Lee, who's currently the WWN champion, who is probably the biggest freak of nature when it comes to wrestling since Brian Cage, of, you know, monster guys that can fly around and do stuff like that. If he's not signed by the WWE in the next, like, 2 years, he either did something horrible or somebody in WWE is just not watching. And I don't know how you can miss a guy like Keith Lee. So,
well, and sort of to piggyback on that, I think the other thing that's really fantastic about that is that, yes, there's an increase of more ethnic wrestlers, but that's not their gimmick.
Right, it's not racist as shit.
Yeah, like, it's not like, look at all these tan guys, and their gimmick is, they're tan guys. It's like, no, their gimmick is, hey, I'm very skilled at this. Mm-hmm. And you go, yeah, definitely. Like, that, I think, is the even bigger part. It's not just like, hey, there's more, it's not just like the Moana thing of,
it's
like,
not that Ricky Steamboat's a literal dragon.
Right, you know? Exactly. It's, no, hey, these are also super talented people, and they're not, they don't all look like John Cena.
Which is funny, because that's actually what, like, the New Day were going to be for a little bit when they first started them out, was three guys that their gimmick was were ethnic. And now it's like, now it's unicorns and cereal, and it has absolutely no, you know, the last, I don't know if it's the last thing, but for the most part, most people don't immediately go to the race thing with them. It's all the weird 8 million other things they've come up with, so.
Yeah.
And conversely, who were they before they were Los Matadors?
Those poor unfortunate souls whose gimmick were tour guides for Puerto Rico. Like, right. Come on, like,
the clowns.
Yeah, that's the other side of, like, here's what happens when you don't let them just be people and you make them, like, oh, you're representative of your country, and that's literally it. Like,
yeah, what's going on in your country? Nothing? Well, now it's this.
Now it's, what's going on with their country? Oh, you mean it's been blown to smithereens by a hurricane? I wonder why we haven't seen them on TV in a while.
Right, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No one's stepping on that mine. So they're like, hey, chill out at home.
Yeah, you guys just collect the paycheck at home for a little while. So, Luna, what's on your list of sitting at your desk? Since we'll continue the ladies first scenario here, even though I went first.
You can take a picture and post it on Instagram tomorrow.
Right, exactly. Well, I am super thankful because we celebrated 2 years of Philly Gimmick this year.
Woohoo!
Woo!
So, for one, that it lasted this long and that I didn't give up or just, you know, light my house on fire by accident with the heat press. And, you know, that we're still chugging along. It's been awesome. It's been a really great ride.
It's been a good year of firsts, too. Like, the merch boxes. Mm-hmm. We've reached out and tried a lot of new things. We've had a lot of new ambassadors.
We've experimented sexually.
Yeah, we had to fucking start shipping internationally because people demanded a 10-year-old girl's t-shirt across
that's
the pond.
True.
Like,
that's true.
It's been a weird year.
Yeah.
It's getting weird.
Well, I was saying, like, I had to. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. We want to hear more about it. Shelly and I are interested.
I know. We're all like, and we paid attention now.
Yeah, tell us more.
Right. Kind of hopping off of that, I'm thankful for
also experimenting sexually.
Also, yeah. Very thankful for that new thing you're doing with your pinky finger. But also,
aren't you
glad
to get my nails done?
I'm thankful for the pin company Pollyanna DIY for not only selling me an alarming amount of wrestling pins, but also being the people to do the first fully gimmicked enamel pin, and like just working with us and helping with the planning process, and the fact that they had the idea of like, oh, it should be a bigger sized pin instead of just the regular 1 1/4 inch, but we'll cover the cost of that. Like just amazing. Mm-hmm. They've been
super
great.
Went above and beyond to help us get that off
so
the
So very, very thankful for them.
Mm-hmm. And that is quite the wonderful pin, by the
it
way.
It is, yeah.
Which you can buy at fullygimmick.com. There's your...
I was like, oh, can I fangirl now? Like,
you
I
sure
really
can.
Love that pin. But yeah. So, is it my turn? It's your turn.
I think it's actually back to me here, but...
I'm not good with the circle pass rotation thing, so...
Bing bong. Shouldn't...
I just break it all the time. I'm just terrible, so...
Even the puff pass thing doesn't quite make it...
No, I'm so... not tan at that moment. Like, I'm so not tan. I'm like, what, who's next? I don't know. I'll take it now. Thanks.
So, let's see. Next thing I'm excited for, the large amount of independent companies that seem to be thriving right now. I'll stick with the indie side of it here. It's very good to see companies like PWX and AIW and, you know, Chikara still chugging along and beyond, even with the issues they're having right now because of YouTube getting rid of pay channels and things like that. There's a lot of companies that are putting on quality shows. And then I see more and more of them in 2017, and I'm hoping that keeps up in 2018. Because right now, independent wrestling's in the best spot it's been in quite a while. And it makes our job a lot easier if that's the case. So,
and jumping off that, thankful for the...
Hey.
Sorry.
It is not your turn.
Okay.
You puff pass it.
Don't wait for me. I'm gonna get there.
Go ahead.
Shelly's frantically trying to figure out something to say, so I guess you can go ahead.
I was just going to say, just as sort of a jumping off point for that, is the new companies that have cropped up this year,
mm-hmm.
like Supgraps in Tennessee, Punk Pro in Florida, Ignite had like a really good pickup, even though this is their second year, but like mm-hmm. they really picked up momentum this year.
Absolutely, they're starting their streaming service.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like there's been a lot of new companies popping up too, but they are all trying to bring something different mm-hmm. to wrestling and not just like, oh, hey, this is going to be local guys and I'm going to spend money to bring in like a has-been, you know, to maybe get some people into the seats or whatever. They've been actually like, hey, I'm going to put effort into this and like yeah. try to build a community out of this. And that's been really fantastic in 2017 as well.
And you know what, briefly on that, and I'll jump off of that one real quick. I'm also impressed at the amount of companies that have been willing to work together on stuff. You know, even on the larger scale, like, you know, New Japan working with Ring of Honor is, you know, is good for everybody in that instance. I know down here in Florida, a lot of, you know, the Florida companies around here, like, you know, have a really good working relationship. Punk Pro and Ignite that we mentioned previously, you know, seem to have a good setup going on, you know, working together on things. I'm hoping stuff like that keeps up, because I think that can only strengthen the independency.
Okay, so Shelly, now you can go. We've bought you enough time, now you can go.
You bought me enough time to come back to me?
Yes.
Okay, well, I wanted to say that I was really thankful this year, and it's on a personal note, that me and Chad got to go to more shows together.
True.
We, a lot of times, because we have small children, have to, like, swap off shows. But we've now convinced all the grandparents to move to Florida.
Right.
And babysit the really adorable children that we have. And because we make really, really cute girls. Like, spot on. We're on it. So they all want to babysit. And we get to go to wrestling shows. And that's great. It's super awesome to get to go out together. So, small thing.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I love that, too. Because usually it's like, you know, when all of our schedules align, it's fucking magic.
That's also true.
True.
All right. Luna, you're up.
Let's see. I am super thankful for Buckshot. Because he's super rad. He is our resident fully gimmicked artist. He designed all of the art in our coloring book. He has helped us out of a ton of designs where I'm like, I can't come up with anything for this. Just have Buckshot draw it. And he's put really cool tattoos on me, so I'm pretty thrilled about that.
Yeah, I gotta get him to put some cool tattoos on me in 2018. That's a...
Hell yes. Hashtag Buckshot 2018.
Now that can't be your, like, random gift in February or March.
It
or...
can be. That's 2018.
Dang it.
Zach, what you got?
Well, okay, so, Shelly kind of did something personal, so this isn't necessarily for the show, but for me, I have to... this is what I was worried about.
Are you going to get gay?
Yeah, okay. I have to. I'm very thankful for local promotion ACW because they took chances on me this year, because ACW's big weekend pay-per-view shows, they've had me come in and do ring announcing for and get the shit scared out of me by Perot
mm-hmm.
on camera.
It's been a good time.
And then on the Wednesday nights, the Proving Ground shows, they've had me come in and do ring announcing and commentary. And they didn't have to do that. You know, it's not like I have any formal training or anything like that. I'm just very obnoxious. And they've really kind of brought me into that. So I'm super thankful for them for taking a chance on me and just, like, kind of incorporating me into their world and stuff like that. So it's been really awesome.
And apparently your very obnoxious impressed one, Brutal Bob Evans, former guest of the IndyCast, friend of the IndyCast.
Yeah, life was made when he put me over during his promo. That I was a very good ring announcer, so I'm gonna have to put that on my resume, along with Joel Gertner not telling me to cease and desist doing an impression of him for videos. So, resume's getting pretty good, pretty good.
Now it's time to start doing the drives.
That's well, drives outside of Atlanta. That's the only drives I've made so far. All right, Chadley, you're up.
Gonna go not so sappy as everybody else on this one here, but I'm gonna go pop culture for a little bit on this one. I am thankful that I found out just recently I have tickets to Star Wars the day after it opens. I didn't realize I was gonna have that, so and I'm actually gonna get to see a movie in a theater for once, because I don't get to do that often thanks to the aforementioned children, unless it's a Disney Pixar movie, and then we're there in force. We'll probably be seeing Coco next weekend, but I am excited about that. That I've got a kind of an early Christmas present that I didn't know about. So,
Chad, quick hot take.
No,
Luna, no. The Star Wars super fan, has yet to see Return of the Jedi.
Don't call me out on it.
Is that a deal breaker before she sees this new movie? Now, keep in mind, she's seen the shit out of Force Awakens and out of Rogue One.
I love Rogue One,
and she's seen New Hope and Empire, but has not seen Return of the Jedi.
You'd probably get on that.
Time out. First of all, can we call out Zach for calling out his wife so epically on the show? Like, yes. I feel like that was so unfair. He just threw her under the bus for no reason.
Here's a funny story. This episode's going to come out on Thanksgiving. Not that many people are going to hear it, so we're okay on that end. So.
I do it to him all the time. It's okay.
A, that. B, I figured this is the precursor to the next After Dark episode, which will be the Festivus episode, where it'll be the airing of the grievances.
That's true.
I am already designing the Festivus banner as we speak for that one. That sounds amazing. Though, Luna, actually, if you are interested, I know that Shelly and I are getting ready to borrow the, because we own the original trilogy, but we just figured out recently we own it on VHS.
What's that? Says young people all across the country.
So we are borrowing it from a friend. We're borrowing the original trilogy from a friend of ours so Cheyenne can see it.
Aw, yay.
I can definitely try to plot it when we do Return of the Jedi so you can come over and watch it.
You seeing Return of the Jedi with the little princess would be pretty adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it would.
She's already, like, gonna do the princess with a lightsaber kind of routine. Yes. Like, that's already happening.
That's already a thing. Yeah.
Oh, yay. That's perfect.
So, to jump off chat a little bit about a pop culture thing I wanted to be excited about, since last night, this thought solidified in my head as I was in the movie theater, unlike Chad. I'm really glad in 2017 that DC decided to make a few good movies. Like, not great, but marginally better.
I dare say Wonder Woman was pretty close to great.
I mean, that's the bar. Like, they set that. They can't achieve it again, is what I feel like. But now that I've seen Justice League, they made something better than Batman versus Superman. Like, good job. Way to go, DC. They put a little bit on the board. Like, just enough to go, we can continue the franchise. We can keep making movies. We still don't know how to write a really great plot, though. Like, that still hasn't happened.
Sometimes just getting on the board is all you can ask for.
Yeah.
I feel like they've put in enough effort to, like, not make me hate them again. But not enough effort for me to go, damn it, you have the greatest superheroes on... The greatest superheroes. Can't write a story for them? No? We can only get a few touching moments? Ugh. A few moments of laughter? Just not enough. Not enough. But they tried their hardest.
But I'm, starting point.
Yeah. I'm thankful that they tried. They tried this year. I appreciate it. No Green Lantern or anything, you know. They really put in effort. So
I feel like she's spoiler alert after the no Green Lantern thing, but
I don't think so. I think they put the characters in the poster. They got it. Mm. Like, there's not rocket science to the group.
You got me. You got me in a box there. Luna, what you got next on your list?
Oh, well, actually, it still kind of goes back to Fully Gimmicked, but I'm going to ask my own D for,
you're literally the queen of Fully Gimmicked.
I know, a lot of it comes back to that. But, like, it's just been really cool to connect with people that, like, I never necessarily thought that I would, or, like, people that I really admired in the industry, but, like, I still kind of fangirl a bit when, you know, like, either somebody will go, like, I got a message, I don't know if I want to out it, but, like, I got a message from somebody on Twitter the other day, like, hey, what kind of merch do you guys do? And it's somebody that I never thought would even acknowledge that I existed on the planet. And I was like, holy fuck, this is awesome. Like, shit like that, that it's, like, this is kind of a big deal, like, and particularly, you know, for me, because it's my thing. And it's my baby, and that's rad when people appreciate it. But, like, getting to work with Ophidian and Kate Nix, who's just a fucking goddess. Like, that woman is perfect. Like, my best friend and I just, like, talk about how great she is all the time. Like, she'll post a picture, and I'll go, oh my god, did you see Kate's picture? And she's like, I know, right? She's perfect. Like,
I have heard you, both so of you good. Give dreamy sighs. Like, yeah. Audible dreamy sighs about Kate Nix.
Because she's so good. And, like, you know, getting to work with Ophidian and stuff, it was super rad that, like, I don't even remember when he did the review for you, but, like, it was fucking cool. Yeah, see, that was still this year. Like, cool shit like that.
And, you know, making him patches at Punk Pro and...
Hell yeah, man.
All that good stuff.
Getting him booked at Punk Pro, just getting him down here. That was super cool.
Yeah. I have to... What's up?
I said we agree.
Good, good.
Being quiet.
Okay.
I have to kind of circle the wagons a little bit. I have to say that I'm thankful for us joining forces with Team Hammerfist and making the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network, and hopefully steering this thing into bigger and better success in 2018, because they've been pounding ass, you know, trying to make something out of what they're doing.
That's one way to put it.
We're fucking butts over here on our
Thank
side.
You.
Like,
jeez.
We're like, I'm hoping that we can both become the best things that we are destined to be in 2018. So it's nice to have other people in the squad, and as well as bringing you two ladies in more into the forefront here and making this a fearsome foursome of a show from time to time.
Make sure it's a lot.
Can I put one thing on my wish list? I know we're not on the wish list episode yet. But I still, to this day, am looking forward. I'm looking forward to two things at one point. The big mega super group episode of the Wrestling Nerds group episode, where we have those guys on with all four of us, which I think will have to happen at a, like, at an actual show when we meet up. But the other thing I'm still waiting to have happen one day is Luna and Shelly have yet to record the Ladies Night episode, and I think that still needs to happen.
That's true.
Well, that's very true. We can do that. Talk about abs and Disney
and shameful fandoms that you're parts of.
Don't talk to me about my fandoms.
I mean, I can talk for at least 20 minutes about Jason Momoa.
I could talk for 10 minutes on each one of his abs. Like, they're perfect.
They are perfect. Didn't get enough, need more screen time and everything. Like, I would put him on peanut butter commercials at this point. Like, you could tell me legitimately anything and I would buy it. So
like, man bun love, like, everything. I love him to pieces. I can't get enough of him.
Like, when he's beautiful, but he's just, like, a cool-ass human being.
He is. I mean, I don't know. He rocks it out. He's just so cute. I can't help it.
Well, since Shelly went on for a couple minutes about Jason Momoa, I'm still thankful for Leva Bates just because of Leva Bates.
I was just going to say, Chad, I really hope this is worth it. Like, this is the setup.
Yeah. Because hi, Leva. That's all I got, really. I just love Leva.
So, just so you know, in 2018, that'll be on my wish list. I can't wait to embarrass you.
Leva Bates? That would be amazing. Can we make that happen? Can that be a thing?
Wow, now I don't know what to say. Thanks, Chad. sure, we can make that a thing. I was going to say, I can't wait to embarrass you in front of her, like you like to do to me in front of wrestlers.
Here's a funny story, honey.
So
you can't embarrass me in front of anybody, because I can do it.
I'm already halfway there.
That's right.
Oh, I'm waiting now. Now I'm plotting. This is great. I have stuff to think about. So.
And I'm going to tag her in this episode, too. Just so she...
Also, if we're talking about, like, brief dream scenarios here, I do feel like we need an IndyCast Disney episode, like, at a park.
There's about two. There's two major things that I want to set up with you guys if our schedules will ever align, ever. The IndyCast Disney trip where we do record a show somewhere in the park I think would be amazing. But also, it just came out in a previous episode that you guys have never been to a live cast version of Rocky Horror, and I think that's gobsmacking. Right? Yeah, Shelley's gobsmacked.
No, I've been to one once. I went to, I think it's what's now the Cheap Little Punks in Ybor. But it was like when I was in high school. It was years ago.
I have never.
All four of us, Rocky Horror. Cheap Little Punks is actually a great one to go to, so.
I'm super down for that.
I vote that when we record the Disney episode, that we record it on the People Mover. I feel like that would be.
I don't think they'll let us stay on it for that
one. I feel like. Who's gonna tell us to get off the People Mover?
I thought we were gonna record it on the really long one that has the
train,
the Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress. Where are we gonna record it on Carousel of Progress? Because that takes like an hour.
Yeah, but that robot sings the whole time. Like it's gonna be a pain in the ass.
I was like, I don't know if you could actually tape around that, but I definitely can sleep through it. Yeah. So.
The only other thing, I had, like, a bunch of other shit, like, putting us over, but my other two things I wanted to mention was, number one, I'm thankful for B-Movie TV for letting us do a bunch of weird shit, including Fully Gimmick Fight Club and all of the guest commentators with me on Fully Gimmick Fight Club, and all of the companies that allowed us to use footage, and I'm extra thankful for the companies that didn't know that we used footage. But fuck them for not getting in touch with me.
Why are you having us like that?
And the other thing is, I wanted to say I'm thankful for everybody kind of coming together for Wayne Van Dyke when we lost him this year.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody being super patient with us in putting all those orders together and stuff. Because that was a tough project to deal with.
Yeah.
And so I'm very thankful that everybody was cool about it and came together to honor, you know, a great dude. And that is one of my few regrets about this show, is that we never had Wayne on.
I know.
We talked about him. We talked about No Mercy Pro, but not getting Wayne on is something that I regret.
And by the by, I don't know if you saw, Buckshot gave me the internet one day because I definitely wore my Wayne Van Dyke shirt to a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party that my daughter was going to and did a selfie with Chuck E. himself. And apparently, I won the internet that day for doing a.
Did you tell that anthropomorphic rat that it sucks to suck, bro?
I should have, because boy, that party did. No, that party was actually okay. No, it was the bowling party we went to the next week that sucked to suck, bro. So.
Although my fun fact and the greatest thing I've ever learned in my life is that Chuck E. Cheese's full name is Charles Entertainment Cheese. It makes me happy.
Pretty legit.
Yeah, every time I'm sad, it makes me laugh.
I think I'm gonna make my gimmick name now. My middle name will now be Entertainment from here on out.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, whose turn is another rotation? By the way, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I'm out. I basically spent mine. That was my last little speech there.
Well, I had two things, but Zach kind of talked about one already. That I was thankful this year that I got to join the show.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't have to be hiding in another room in the house. Or, you know, pretending not to listen or something. Or run in. I like when I ran in one year and asked David Starr a really uncomfortable question.
True.
You know, things like that. I don't have to do that anymore. Now I can just ask uncomfortable questions
right
throughout
on
the show.
Right.
Yeah. He still doesn't seem as concerned about his balls as I am. But, you know, I was very concerned. I'm very concerned for them. And no one seems to have the same concern level. But I am super thankful that I get to do this with you and share our passion with that, with the, you know, thousands of people listening.
Thousands. So. Or dozens of dozens. So
I can't do math. It's okay.
Actually, I would like to, speaking of David Starr for a couple things real quick, I'm thankful that Mike Quackenbush on Twitter recently was asking what David Starr matches he should watch, which leads me to hopefully believe that David Starr might make an appearance in Chikara at some point.
I'm thankful for Mike Quackenbush.
He was on the show this year.
I know. I'm just thankful for him in general, like, in a general sense that, like, my heart's happy he exists as a person.
Is it, like, the same reason? Is this, like, is Mike Quackenbush your Leva Bates? Is that kind of how this goes for us, Luna?
Kind of, yeah.
Or Jason Momoa.
Well, I mean, Jason Momoa is just on another level.
I know Jason Momoa. Right.
Like, nobody's on that level, but he's pretty far up there.
He might be right above Blake Shelton.
So yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Literally everybody is above Blake Shelton.
Does anybody else have any regrets this year that they want to name for the show? Let's show
yeah,
regrets.
I was going to say, Jesus.
Let me walk
Christ.
That back. Show-related regrets.
I mean, other than not having, like I said, the Wayne Van Dyke one's a big one. Not having Wayne on. Because it's too bad that we didn't. No, I don't think I have a lot of regrets this year. I think, especially since we've kind of taken it over as our own. And this was kind of the year that we really got to do that was, you know, the IndyCast is ours now. It's not connected with any group or company or anything like that. And not that, you know, we had a bad time when we were connected to Cult of Kayfabe, but being able to really like take it and run with it has been a blast. I don't think I would trade it for anything. I mean, obviously do I regret not getting, you know, like Chris Hero on before he got signed to WWE? Sure. But that's, you know. There's only so much control I have over who says yes and who says no. So,
true.
Any regrets, honey? Show related regrets that we could talk about on air.
My lack of preparation in general. I don't know. Procrastination. Does that count? Can I have that regret? That regret's just a life regret. Yeah. Like maybe I'm just not prepared for life. So, like, I'm gonna always show up late. I don't know. Like. Things I regret in general.
How about you guys?
Luna, anything for you?
Just that I've been busy as shit. Like, you know, the fun of having a 40-plus hour work week and then having all of this other shit to do because I run another fucking company. Like, it doesn't leave a lot for free time, so I've missed a lot of shows, obviously a lot of episodes this year. Like, I just feel like I haven't been as present to things that, like, I was previously. So, like, that sucked ass, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't really occur to me until just now, but yeah, since you and I getting involved in wrestling, mm-hmm. I think this is the least amount of shows you've been able to go to.
Oh, yeah. Because even, like, I remember when I had first started, when Gertner was doing his podcast and I first started producing on
that's
that,
right.
He had asked, like, well, how many shows do you go to a year? And I was like in the 40s? Because at that time, we were doing 2 to 3 shows a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if not fucking more. So now it's like, well, you've got the Wednesday shows at ACW, which is great. And, like, we still go to those. But, like, since WWN became a shit show, like, we've just kind of taken a big old step back on that. You know, and we'd kind of...
Well, we can't even throw the blame on that, because there's been how many Fest shows have we planned to go and
we
canceled?
Oh, I know. Every time Fest comes up, we go, we're going to go to this show, and then it falls through.
Ignite shows that we've missed, you know, weird stuff that's come through that, oh, that would be great to, you know, we just blew past Ring of Honor last weekend.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It's not just like, oh, wrestling's not living up to our standard. It's, oh... I have so many t-shirts I need to make
well, no,
and so many,
like,
people I'm trying to not make
FIP
mad.
FIP used to be home. Like,
true.
I always considered that our home promotion because that's where we really, like, kind of found our footing as far as, like, getting into the business goes. And then, like, you know, WWE...
shifted a direction
yeah.
and...
we went our separate ways. We weren't picking up their options. You know, it wasn't us, it's them kind of a thing. But, yeah, that's been weird. But it'll... You know, it ebbs and flows. Like, it is what it is. Like, it's not bad. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's another wish list item, by the way, there, Zach. We either one of the December shows, which are coming up way faster than I think we think they are, or 2018, we have to do a Fest show.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I'm just saying this conversation happens every few months.
Yeah.
Like, in our life. I just want us to be clear. I know.
Out on this episode. Yeah.
Pulling back the curtain a bit, this happens in our foursome life all the time.
Yeah, that's true. We're like, oh, we're gonna...
Let's
no.
do things! No. Anyways, I think that's about it for the for this very touching, uncomfortable Carby episode of the IndieCast After Dark.
Why was it Carby?
Because stuffing and stuff like that and all kinds of things.
Oh, that's not... I'm not eating stuffing, though. That's not nearly as much fun.
I'm sorry. Next year, we'll make sure to have food ready.
Okay, I have a...
Oh, hot takes. Hot takes coming.
What are you doing with stuffing if you're not eating it, then? I'm confused.
I have seen some things, Chad. You haven't gone that far on the internet.
The stuff fucking episode.
I'm not eating it right at this moment. Oh. That's all I meant. That there's no stuffing present for me to eat. Not that I'm fucking stuffing. But I was going to say, we could do a quick round robin question of what your favorite Thanksgiving food is.
Favorite?
So many choices. Food. Probably the stuffing, actually. I do love me some cornbread stuffing.
Whatever. Yeah. I will kick children out of the way to get green bean casserole. Like, that's true. Legitimately kick my own kids. Like, I'm first in line. Get back. Get out of the way of that.
I have to make a double batch every year because she'll eat a whole batch, a single batch by herself.
That's so good.
That's called being a goddamn legend, by the way. Yeah. Still thinking.
Mine is like the sweet potatoes with the tiny mushrooms on top, or mushrooms, marshmallows. It's been a long day. We've had a lot of food. We did, like, our office Thanksgiving today, so, like, somebody brought stuffed mushrooms that I was thinking, because I love mushrooms, but, like, it's not my favorite Thanksgiving food. But I love, like, sweet potatoes with the tiny marshmallows on top. Here we go. That's it.
I do enjoy our holiday hummus, mm-hmm. which is basically just pudding mix that's...
With pumpkin pie filling.
With pumpkin pie filling. Yeah.
It's fucking delicious.
It is really good. Actually, you know what? Probably, I gotta go probably stuffing as well. Because that's one of those things where, like, I feel obligated to get other food. Like, oh, here's some turkey, and here's some of this, and some
other
shit.
I don't
need
it, though. I just
eat
like, stuffing.
I'm just eating, I'm just putting those on my plate so that I don't get judgy looks from just eating plate after plate of stuffing. And just waiting for the sweet release of death.
Everything else is just a decoration.
Basically. Just to avert judging eyes. That's basically...
Zach, you want to talk judging eyes? You should see it, because I will occasionally, on a year-round basis, buy a box of stuffing and make it as a side dish for, like, dinner. And the look that Shelly gives me every time that stuffing comes out is like, ugh, what's wrong with you? It's like, what? It's you can eat stuffing year-round. Apparently she disagrees with me.
I don't fucking put on for stuffing. Like,
right?
I don't know if there's another side dish that could say I'm a heavy person than stuffing on a regular day. That is not acceptable. That's not acceptable. That is like I'm crying into Haagen-Dazs. Like you're like that's
we have Haagen-Dazs here?
I'm just saying that's fat people. Like
you're telling me that having seasoned damp breadcrumbs as a side dish is not nutritionally
it's different.
Accurate.
Different, like, okay.
It's like bread on top of bread. Like,
seasoned bread, yes.
Seriously, no.
It's bread, thank you. Oh, God damn.
Like, there's... I can't, he knows, it's so true. I wish you guys could understand the look I'm giving him right now. Is so like, yes, stuffing, fat man. Like, I can't believe you. Like, every time. And he'll match it with, like, potatoes. It won't even
that's
be, like...
That's not true.
That is such a lie.
I usually make it with a vegetable and, like, chicken. That's... It usually goes with the chicken.
Look, he's trying to justify it. You can't put... You're putting accoutrements around your stuffing.
It's a protein and a vegetable and a starch. That's a well-balanced meal, goddammit.
A lie. That's a lie. You're telling other people.
I'm making a sign for, like, Thanksgiving, like, the dinner table that just says, mm-hmm. It's just accoutrement around the stuffing. That's, like, that's exactly. Just the way to sum that up. Well, and everyone listening, enjoy your stuffing. Feel free to make judgy eyes at people.
Mm-hmm. Get stuffed.
Yeah, fuck the stuffing. And, so, yeah, we'll be back. Like I said, there will be an After Dark episode of the Festivus Variety where mm-hmm. we'll air out the grievances and make sure that we burn all of our bridges.
Yeah.
And
interestingly enough, we have a couple. We have some guests coming up in the next couple weeks, too. So, yay for that.
So, you heard the man. Potentially, those are going to go shitty, and we'll complain about them on the After Dark episode. Thanks for the alley-oop there, Chad. But anyway, happy holidays. From everybody here at the IndieCast, as always, I'm the sexually aggressive koala.
I'm Cocculus Maximus.
I'm Booby Fett.
I'm Duchess Fun Finger Bang.
And until next time, everybody, we always say, deuces!